The capacity building coordinator of the USAID Agriculture Policy Support Project, Festus Kujokpo, has challenged MMDAs, particularly the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, to formulate policies that will transform the sector. This, he explained, should include the prioritization of the needs of local farmers to ensure food security. According to him, this will also boost production of eggs for export and foreign exchange. Mr. Kujokpo said this at an agriculture policy education and sensitization forum organized by USAID Ghana in collaboration with the Shai-Osu-Doku District Assembly at Dodowa. It was on the theme, Strengthening Mutual Accountability in the Agriculture Policy Process. Sherif Idrisu and Benjamin Nano have filed this report.
The forum brought together various local farmers, agric extension officers, and assembly members in the Shai-Osu-Doku district. The USAID Ghana Feed the Future Agriculture Policy Support Project is a five-year program aimed at improving a security and enabling environment for the private sector to invest in agriculture to improve food security. Mr. Kujokpo noted that the modernization of Ghanaian agriculture requires a policy which will improve strategies to support growth in the agricultural sector. He added that there is the need to expand the capacity of the private sector to advocate pro-business agriculture sector reforms among Ghanaians.
For any country's agriculture to develop effectively, we need good policies which are based on evidence to guide the development of agriculture. And as a project, that is the Agriculture Policy Support Project, our mandate is to help the government of Ghana and the private sector to reshape the agriculture policy landscape so that it can help in the development of a viable agriculture system in the country. The project has three main components: policy formulation, which is to help in coming out with policy alternatives to help in the development of agriculture.
Mr. Kujokpo advised farmers to partner the government to increase investment, which will ensure that commercialization is balanced.
For policy to work very well, it is very important that there should be a good partnership system between the government, in this case the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, and the private sector. And to promote this, the project is also hammering on helping the private sector to dialogue the Ministry of Agriculture or government. And as such, we are supporting the development of public-private dialogue forums at the national, regional, district, so that these forums become the melting point for dialogue on agricultural policy issues.
The Shai-Osu-Doku District Head of Agric Extension Officers, Jonathan Nati, said government is putting proactive measures in place to provide solar energy to rural areas. He also cautioned farmers against the frequent use of insecticides. Excesses of it is harmful to human health.
We want the farmers to harness the solar energy for, especially we have a dryer that can use solar to dry like chili pepper. So just simple solar dryers that they can use. Where its construction is very easy, so we have some people who did the post-harvest technology in the universities who can train the farmers to do simple solar dryers to dry their cocoa tea and dry their chili pepper.